Man joined the church at age 16, not because he became a Christian, but because his parents insisted.
有一個年輕人在16歲開始翻教會，不是因為他做了基督徒，是因為他父母要他翻教會。
Until that Sunday, his father took him hunting and fishing on Sundays.
之前他爸爸是每個星期都帶他去打獵啊、釣魚啊。
Occasionally, his parents sent him to church school.
咁間唔中，佢爸爸都會送到佢咧去一啲教會學校。
He remained as an atheist between age 16 and 18.
佢十六歲至十八歲期間，仍然係一個無神論者。
He participated in the church's life, dragging his heels.
佢咧每好勉強咁樣，每個星期咧都參加教會嘅活動。
Only he in the family refused to sit in the same room when the pastor visited his family for the first time.
甚至有一次咧，叫教会嘅牧师咧第一次去探佢，佢都唔想同佢哋坐埋喺一间房。
While still in an atheist, he heard a strange question from the pastor.
虽然佢系一个无神论者，但系佢听到牧师问佢一个问题。
Have you ever considered the pastoral ministry?
啊，你有冇谂过做传道嘅工作啊？
He thought to himself, this guy must be crazy. I'm not even a Christian.
他當時又諗，唉，呢個一定係傻嘅。我連基督徒都唔係，叫我去做傳道。
But 2 years between his sophomore and junior years in college, he said yes to the Christ and also yes to the ministry.
當佢去到大學二三年班嘅時候，佢對基督講 ，Yes， 好，我願意去諗下。
Recently, he retired after 40 years of ministry.
最近他退休了，他完成了40年的传道工作。
Today's Old Testament lesson tells of the day that a young man about the age of the college student entered the temple to pray.
今天呢，旧约都讲述一个故事，好像一个大学生的年龄，十零廿岁左右，他进入到去圣殿里面去祈祷。
It was as if the windows of heaven opened.I saw the Lord, Isaiah said.
佢咧直情見到咧天堂打開咗，然後就話我睇見上帝。
The heavenly choir shouted, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
佢有啲聽到天軍喺度唱歌，聖哉聖哉，萬軍的耶和華，他的榮光充滿全地。
If today's gospel lesson ended with only the miraculous catch.It might feed our desire for gospel of success or prosperity.
而今日嘅福音书亦都讲到咧一个奇迹，就系点样去捉到好多好多嘅鱼，好似都满足咗我哋好想咧教会咧可以带到好多好多人翻嚟一样。
But Peter saw more than just the miracle.
但系彼得见到嘅唔系单单一个神迹。
He was captured by the Lord behind the miracle.
佢系反而俾呢个神迹背后嘅神找住咗。
Thus, instead of responding with the bravado of the winner, he pleaded for forgiveness.
佢唔係好沾沾自喜，我捉到咁多魚。相反，佢跪低，佢求神。
Falling at Jesus' knee, he begged, "Depart from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man."
佢直情懇求上帝，神啊，耶穌啊，主啊，離開我，我是個罪人。
At first glance, that may seem an unlikely reaction.
这个反应似乎是我们觉得很奇怪的。
On those rare, delightful moments, don't we all think that we'll cry out with Peter when Jesus transfigured before him, Lord, it is good that we should be here.
我们会去明白哈，彼得呢见到耶稣变像的时候很漂亮，很开心。他直情呢，我们都可能会跟他一样，在这么开心的时候就说啊，不如我们就留在这里了。
But today's scripture are about none of that.
但是今天我们讲的不是一个很开心的时刻留在这
里。They are not about the joy of being in the presence of God.
也不是呢，因为神，我们跟神一起在神面前，我们可以很开心，不是。
Rather, they are telling about terror and fear.
相反，系讲紧嘅喺神面前，我哋系好恐惧、好战惊。
It tells about the fear falling into the hands of the living God.
原来系落喺神手上边咧，我哋系可以好惊。
Our worship would be easy if this were just a weekly meeting of the religiously inclined amateur to for the study of God.
我哋今日咧会觉得咧崇拜好容易吓，我哋咧嚟到呢度咧好似一啲好宗教嘅业余爱好者咁，我哋系认识下我哋嘅神，研究下我哋嘅神，听下我哋嗰个耶稣呢个英雄嘅故事。
Or memorial dinner to bring the memory of the departed hero。
或者我哋回忆下我哋呢个耶稣佢种种嘅神迹奇事。
But gather here is to risk falling into the grasp of the living God。
其实今日嚟到呢度咧，我哋系冒紧一个险，冒紧一个要落喺神手上面嘅险。
He's the love that can blow you to bits and turn you inside out。
因为咧，我哋呢个神嘅爱咧，系可以改变我哋，彻头彻尾咁去改变我哋。
No wonder we tiptoe around, fearful that we might awaken the sleeping God in our heart。
所以有阵时我哋都会静鸡鸡，我哋好惊吵醒我哋嘅神。
Maybe that's why we often transform our worship into the social gathering.
所以好多时候我哋会将崇拜咧变做好似一个咧联谊嘅活动一样。
Everybody smiling, celebrating birthdays and holidays, reassuring one another that this is only church, only Sundays once a week, only loving God, so that nothing to be alarmed.
我哋每个人翻到嚟聚会咧都会带住笑容，我哋会觉得咧可以庆祝下节日。啊、教会啫，一个礼拜翻一次，有几咁难啫？唉、啊，爱神啫，唔系咁得人惊啫。
Thomas Leaves once talked about this scenario。
Thomas 都系咁样讲过美国呢一个嘅情况。
Christianity in modern America is in large part innocuous。
而家嘅美国嘅基督教咧，但系即系总体嚟睇咧，都系冇乜坏处嘅。
It tends to be easy, upbeat, convenient, and comparable.
好容易嘅啫，好方便嘅啫，好舒适嘅，好包容嘅。
It doesn't require self-sacrifice, discipline, humility, or a zeal for souls.
佢唔使你点牺牲嘅，唔使点自律嘅，唔使点谦卑嘅，亦都唔使点去追求嘅。
There's little guilt and no punishment.
冇需要内疚啦，又冇需要受罚嘅。
The faith has been overwhelmed by the culture.
其实我哋嘅信仰已经被我哋嘅文化所覆盖啦。
Christianity become a cultural Christianity when the faith is dominated by a culture to the point that it loses much of its authenticity.
其实当我哋一个信仰被我哋嘅文化去支配嘅时候咧，佢系会失去咗呢个信仰好多嘅真实性。
What we now have might be labeled as a consumer Christianity.
甚至我哋基督教咧，会成为咗一个消化文化嘅信仰。
Millions of the Americans today feel free to buy as much of the Christian faith as seems desirable。
我哋好多美国人都好容易去买到好多咧，市面上嘅基督教产品、书籍啊、装饰品啊，而且仲要保证咧你好满意嘅。
The cost is low and customer satisfaction is guaranteed。
系啊，价钱又好平，而且有信心保证。
But Isaiah knew better. In our better moment, we also know better.
以赛亚都好清楚。喺我哋好开心嘅时候，我亦都好清楚。
To stand before God is to be brought to our knees.
但系原来面对神嘅时候，我哋系要跪低嘅。
Holy, holy, holy is followed by, Oh, is me. I am lost, for I am man of the unclean lips, and I live among the people of the unclean lips.Yet my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！原来跟住嘅系下一句系乜嘢？我有祸啦，祸哉，我灭亡啦，因为我系一个嘴唇不洁嘅人，我系活喺嘴唇不洁嘅民中。我嘅眼睛睇见大君王，万军之耶和华。
Whenever we stand in God's presence, our defenses crumble.
当我哋面对神嘅时候，我哋唔可以再为自己辩护噶啦。
Our pretensions become as nothing。
我哋嘅好处，我哋嘅虚伪已经成为冇嘢噶啦。
And we recoil from the gaze of the one who is so good, so just, so holy that we fall to our knees and cry as did Peter when he was face to face with the godliness of Jesus。
我面对一个咁公义、咁圣洁嘅神，我哋只能够好似彼得一样跪低。话主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
Go away from me, Lord. I am a sinful man.
离开我，我系一个罪人。
Unclean lips.
一个不洁嘅嘴唇。
Many sins.
好多嘅罪。
where we can list our sins, our deceit, our egotism, our greed, our lust, and all those little slip-ups.
我哋随时可以写低咗我哋一连串嘅罪，好似我哋去欺骗啦，我哋好自大啦，我哋贪心啦，我哋有好多欲念啦。
You should have your list, and I also have mine.
你有你自己嘅清单，我都有我嘅清单。
But here, Isaiah's "O is me," and Peter's "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man," has little to do with our conventional, the occasional small sins or fault, what usually your parents told you not to do.
在这里以赛亚说祸灾，彼得说主啊离开我，我是个罪人。在这里看下去好像说的是很多的我们日常会犯的罪，跟我们讲传统的话，妈妈爸爸叫你不要做，你就不要做的那些事情。
Rather, it is deep, wide open chasm between who we are and who God is.
其实不是，这里讲的是我们跟神之间因为罪的缘故而有隔膜。
Here are our sins, which special, capital S is not what we did, what we supposed not to do, but the gap between us and God.
这里讲的不是我们平日犯的一些小错小过小错，而是一些我们因为这个原罪而跟神分开了。
There are at least two ways to be terrified of God.
我们有可能有两个原因我们很害怕神。
Either you can be afraid of God because God is so harsh and cruel that you dare not to slip up for fear of punishment.
我们很害怕神，可能是因为我们觉得神是很严厉的，如果我们做错任何事情祂会罚我们的，我们很怕受罚。
Or God may be so wonderfully loving that we despair of all the ways we have betrayed their love in our own way of life.
也可能因为呢，我们觉得我们的神太慈爱了，我们不可以呢犯罪来辜负祂对我们的爱。
There,
所以我们都很害怕。
There, God's love is searing light that penetrates our pretensions or masks.
是啊，或者我们都会觉得如果我们令到我们的上帝绝望的时候，我们都是会很辛苦的。
We can see reflected every moment of our life, every secret thought, all the good little things we have done for bad little reasons, the way we live, every second of us, especially when we are alone.
神的爱就好像光芒一样，祂可以射透穿透我们的面具，看穿了我们每一天，我们的生活，我们每一刻，我们的思想，我们的秘密，甚至呢我们的生活方式，每一秒祂都知道我们做什么，尤其是我们一个人的时候，我们在做什么。
Who can dare to endure it?
我们可不可以忍受呢？
Oh, is me.
祸灾。
I am lost. I am unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the God.
我灭亡了，我嘴唇不洁了，我见到上帝。
The God's holiness turns to its terror.
上帝的圣洁令到我们觉得很战惊，很恐惧。
Yet, by a little Sunday trip into church, a little listen to a little sermon, a little nice little anthem by a pretty little choir, we often experience God.
夜晚嗰個星期日，我哋翻到嚟呢個教會，我哋聽到詩班嘅詩歌，我哋嚟到經歷到上帝。
Through God's holiness, we can see what really our pretentious goodness is.
但是当我们看到上帝的圣洁的时候，我们还要说什么呢？我们还敢不敢沾沾自喜呢？
We came here to catch just a glimpse of the God, but often get more than we wanted and cry out, Go away from me, Lord.
如果我们真的是这样一见一见到神，其实我们已经是可以真的比我们想象中知道的认识的更多，然后说一句，主啊离开我。
You got the warning already.
这里有个警告。
It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God.
原来跌落在神手里面，其实是一件很令人战惊、惧怕的事来的。
Have you ever wondered why Jesus did not have Peter with his nets and fishing?
有没有想过，为什么彼得叫他离开的时候，耶稣没有离开他？
Why could he not let us be content with our little lives, quite happy to play our games?
为什么耶稣不离开他？为什么耶稣不离开我们，让我们可以享受，很容易去满足于我们一些小小的过犯，或者是一些我们很开心的日子呢？
Depart from me, for I am a simple man, We cry out.
纵然我哋大声话啊，主啊，离开我，我系个罪人嚟噶，你离开我啦。
But you know, he never does.
但系我哋嘅耶稣冇咁样做，佢冇离开过我。
Across the gap between him and us, he reaches us in love.
相反，佢越过咗呢一个嘅隔膜，嚟到我哋度，用爱去接触我哋。
After all, he is not the cold judge, but the living God of grace.
毕竟我哋嘅神唔系一个好冷漠无情嘅法官，佢系一个满有慈爱嘅神。
He touched the lips of the young Isaiah, making him a prophet.
佢用手去掂一掂呢个以赛亚嘅嘴唇，要去洁净佢嘅嘴唇。
Isaiah was wrong. He wasn't lost. Rather, he was found.
佢让以赛亚成为先知，虽然佢系灭亡，虽然佢系犯错，但系上帝将佢改变，将佢揾翻嚟。
Jesus called Peter to be his disciples, promising to teach him to catch more than fish.
而彼得叫佢离开嘅时候，耶稣话：你要嚟跟随我，我要你得人。
Refusing to leave this sinful man alone, he forgave him.
就算彼得三次嘅去系一个仆人唔认耶稣，耶稣都原谅佢。
Even when Peter denied him three times at the cross, he forgave him.
一次又一次，彼得都唔承认耶稣，甚至背叛耶稣，耶稣都原谅佢。
Once the living God gets his hands on you, he never lets you go.
当耶稣找住你嘅时候，佢系唔会俾你离开佢，佢亦都唔会离开你。
A new pastor was about celebrating his first communion.
一个好年轻嘅牧师，一个新嘅牧师，佢喺一次嘅圣餐礼拜里边。
After explaining the order and its meanings, he invited the congregation to come to the Lord's table.
当佢解释咗啲圣餐嘅意义、圣餐嘅目的嘅时候，佢叫啲人上前嚟。
But nobody came forward.
但系冇人上前嚟领受圣餐。
After service, he asked why no one came forward.
咁完咗之后，佢就问啊，点解你哋冇上嚟领受圣餐
？I guess we just didn't think that we are worthy, said the people.
因为啲人就话佢，我觉得我哋不配。
Oh, I said you are not. Neither am I. The pastor responded.
咁呢个牧师就话你不配，我都不配。
But we admitted all that upfront.At the very beginning.
但是我们愿意承认我们的错，只要我们一开始我们肯认罪。
Yes, we did confess our sin before, from the beginning.
只要一开始我们承认我们自己是有罪的。
We confessed we are not worthy even to gather up the crumbs under his table.
我们甚至不配呢去执地下耶稣跌下来的面包碎。
Depart from us, for we are sinful.Get out of here, Jesus of Nazareth. We cry out as Peter did.
离开我哋，因为我哋系有罪嘅。离开我哋，拿撒人耶稣，我哋都可能会系咁样去嗌嘅。
But we are hearing an invitation rather than a rejection.
但系今日我哋听到嘅系耶稣嘅邀请，唔系拒绝我哋。
We cannot get rid of this God.
我哋唔可以摆脱我哋嘅神。
Don't you get it?
你明唔明白啊？
Isaiah received an unexpected gift of forgiveness.
以赛亚佢得到嘅系上帝嘅宽恕。
Indeed, he never requested, but grace prevails.
其实喺佢未要求之前，上帝已经系原谅咗佢。
No penance, no sacrifice, no amendment of life, just a pure, unmotivated gift of divine grace.
佢未去到忏悔，未去到认罪，未去到牺牲，未去到改过之先，神已经宽恕咗佢嘅罪。
Then he heard God's voice saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?"
所以当呢一个满有恩典嘅神喺度问佢嘅时候，啊，我可以差遣边个咧？边个愿意为我哋去咧
？He responded, "Here am I, Lord. Send me."
以赛亚就话。我在这里，请差遣我。
Cleansed, given a new beginning by the love and mercy of God, we can then hear plainly what is it that God desires of us.
就好似当我哋愿意俾神去接触嘅时候，神嘅爱去洁净咗我哋嘅时候，这个就系一个新嘅开始。我哋就会听到上帝同样问我哋呢一个问题。
Like all the prophets, and indeed like us. Isaiah is given a task.
佢都好想我哋好似以赛亚一样，好似其他先知一样，都系接受咗呢一个嘅任务，要去传广佢嘅说话。
You are sent to announce God's word to His people.
彼得亦都系接受同样嘅呼召。
Peter also received the same call. From now on, you will be catching people.
耶稣对彼得话：从今以后，你要得人。
How's this a fit response to what Peter has just said? More astonishing yet, these fishermen immediately left their business and followed Jesus.
当彼得话你离开我嘅时候，耶稣反而系叫佢去跟随佢。所以更加惊讶嘅就系所有嘅渔夫都摆低佢，撇下一切去跟随耶稣。
The here from now on is not the time reference, but refer to the fundamental change in the state of the affairs.
从今以后，其实喺呢度讲紧唔单单系一个时间，而系你要升个将整个人嘅状态都去改变。
Once he met the Lord, he cannot be the same anymore.
一旦你遇见神嘅时候，你已经再不一样啦。
He cannot go back just fishing for a living anymore.
就好似彼得咁，佢唔可以再捕鱼为生啦。
It was as if Jesus was saying, "Now you are ready to catch people. Now it is your vocation."
就好似耶稣喺度同彼得讲：嗱，你而家唔系再捉鱼噶啦，你系要去传福音啦。传福音就系你嘅工作嚟噶啦。
From that moment, he will be identified as a fisherman from man on.
由嗰一刻开始，佢要捕获嘅唔再系鱼，而系人嘅灵魂。
Haven't you heard the call? From now on, you will be catching people.
你有冇听到呢一个呼召咧？你系需要去得人咧。
Yes, now this is our primary identity too.
呢个冇错啦，呢个就系我哋成为基督徒之后嘅第一个嘅身份，亦都系最基本嘅身份。
No matter what you are doing for a living, it is and should be our primary identity, catching people for the kingdom.
无论你系做咩工作，但系而家呢一刻开始，你嘅最基本嘅身份就系将人带到去我哋嘅神嘅国度里边。
Our primary identity is not a teacher or engineer or doctor or any secular professional anymore.
无论我哋嘅职业系医生啊，系工程师啊，系老师啊，但系我哋而家最基本嘅身份就系要去得人。
We are in fact a fisherman or fisherwoman who is doing Christian ministry through teaching or engineering or other professional works or even retired.
我哋无论已经系咩人嘅时候，我哋已经系一个渔夫啦。无论系男人定系女人，你已经要去捕获好多嘅人嘅灵魂啦。我哋要去宣广神嘅福音啦。
Furthermore, the call of God always comes with the ultimate challenge: leave everything and follow me.
而神最大嘅挑战俾我哋嘅，系我要你哋要撇下一切跟随耶稣。
While we probably not are required to die for our faith.Still, the yoke of substitute awaits us.
当然我们今天都不需要为到去信仰去牺牲我们的生命，但是传广福音这个责任已经落在我们的身上了。
It means the challenge is the same.
没错，这个挑战到现在都仍然在这里。
It will cost everything we have.
我们要不惜一切。
Sorry, now on, nothing comes before our Lord.
来到这一刻，不好意思，冇一样嘢系重要得过上帝噶啦。
Yes, it really means nothing.
系冇嘢系重要得过我哋嘅神噶啦。
A young pastor from Zimbabwe once wrote.
一个年轻嘅牧师曾经咁样写过。
I am a part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
我已经无悔啦。
I have the Holy Spirit power.
因为我有圣灵嘅力量。
The die has been cast.
我已经被屠造啦。
I have stepped over the line.
我已经跨越了我自己了。
I am a disciple of His.
是，我是上帝的门徒。
I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still.
我不会再回头的了，我也不敢松懈，也不敢畏缩，也不敢停滞不前。
My past is redeemed, my present makes sense, and my future secure.
因为我的过去已经被神宽恕了，现在是最重要，我要去做一些更有意义的事，因为我知道我的将来已经是很安稳在神的手里面。
I am finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knee, colored dreams, or tamed vision, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarfed goals.
我嘅喺世上我要做嘅嘢，其实我已经做完噶啦。对我嚟讲，世上呢切烦扰嘅事，对我嚟讲已经唔重要噶啦。
I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, products of the popularity。
喺呢个世上面，我已经唔会再去追求名啊、利啊、升职啊、名望啊、受欢迎啊，呢啲对我嚟讲都唔重要噶啦。
I don't have to be the first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded.
我都唔需要再去做第一个，亦都唔需要去博取人哋嘅赞赏啊，人哋嘅奖励啊，唔使噶啦。
I now live by faith, lean in His presence, walk in patience, and uplifted by prayer, and I labor with power.
我而家只系依靠我嘅信仰嚟到生活，我依靠佢嘅同在，佢好耐心走我啲。生为主作的工的路，亦都愿意系靠着祈祷去过我的每一日。
Later, he was martyred for his faith.
最后，佢系为信仰牺牲咗佢嘅生命。
So better be careful around this place.
所以我哋要小心。今日我哋喺呢度嘅时候
，It may look safe and comfortable, but it really is very dangerous because behind everything here.Looks the one who calls us to follow him and fish for people.
在这里我们看下去是好像很舒适很平安的样子，但是不是的，这里的背后其实是隐藏了一些很危险的事，因为我们已经去到神的工作交了给我们了。
And if you hang around here long enough, he's going to get you.
因为我们要去跟随他，去传扬他的福音，但我们很相信只要我们愿意，神是会帮我们的。
For the disciples and for us who are responding to God's call faithfully, whether it is because you are dragged or threatened, it is all different now.
或者你会觉得啊，我是被逼的，我是被恐吓的，但是不重要了，已经不是了，因为神的工作、神的责任已经交付在我们的身上，我们要去做。
Leave it all and follow him.
撇下一切，跟随他。
We should move beyond all that we knew in life.
我们要踏出我们的一步。
Leave behind your old agenda and old strategies.
将我们的时间表、将我们的计划摆在一边。
Jesus' command is still the same.
耶稣的命令没有变过。
Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations.
去，使万民作我的门徒。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
为父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
How do you respond?
你怎样去回应这句说话？
My prayers and blessings are with you when you say, Yes, here am I, Lord, send me.
如果你的答案是好，我在这里，请差遣我。牧师应承你，他会不停地为你祈祷，祝福你。
Amen.
Amen.